Hi, welcome to the podcast. My name is Hannah, and this is the first episode of Cuentos with Hannah. I wanted the first episode to be something that would help you guys get introduced to me, something that would give you a taste on what to expect for the rest of our episodes. And I just really feel like I want to talk and hang out and try this out. So as you guys know, this is my first episode. This is my first time. So please, please go easy on me. So the whole premise of Cuentos with Hannah is that I am actually a YouTuber as well. And every now and then I public speak, and I just feel like the best version of me comes out when I'm most candid, when I'm most honest and vulnerable with you guys. And I feel like personally, I like listening to people who are honest about what they're going through, especially people that I look up to, because it reminds me that they're also human. And so the way that we're going to do this is I actually sent out a little sheet to my subscribers on Instagram, my followers on Instagram and my subscribers on YouTube. And I said, hey guys, please send me voice notes about what you want us to make cuento about. Cuento, by the way, is a Filipino word. Well, kind of like a Spanish word, because Filipino is derived from Spanish, but it's a Filipino word that describes talking about your life to somebody that you're very close to. So it's more of like a catch-up with a very, very close friend, with a family member, with a cousin, with a best friend, something like that. It's not really something that you just talk about when you're with a total stranger or when you just meet someone for the first time. You only make cuento with those that are in your inner circle. And I just really feel like you guys, my followers, those people who support me, you guys are my inner circle. And I want to be more vulnerable and honest with you guys about what I go through. So this is just the perfect way to do so. Speaking of the fact that I asked people to send me voice notes, today we are going to be getting insight on what to talk about from a friend of ours, a member of the Ohana.
Hi Hannah, I'm Kin from the Philippines. Today, can we make cuento about just life in general? It was in your past video that was posted 3 months ago. And I'm really just curious on how you deal and how you just cope up with things, especially in these difficult times for everyone. And also, I just want to know if you're doing good, if you're safe in Australia. And also, on that video, I also commented if you would ever do a podcast, because I would really love to listen more deep talks about just life, because I'm also entering college this school year. So I hope to hear from you. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. So that was our message from Kin. And I honestly, when I got all of these voice notes and I listened to them, I was like, this is the best thing ever. Just listening to you guys speak to me as if, you know, like we're just in a phone call or something. I love hearing your different tones of voice. I love hearing where you're coming from. I love hearing the reasons behind why you want certain kinds of content. It just makes me feel so much closer to you. So Kin, thank you so much for sending in your question on wanting to make cuento about what my life is like at the moment. I only ever listened to like the first part of the voice recording, which basically asks what they want to make cuento about, but I don't listen to the explanation until I'm actually recording, because I just want like a real reaction to it. But of course I have to listen to what you want to talk about just so I could prepare even just a little bit. So yes, I just thank you so much for supporting my last video, for commenting that you wanted a podcast. You are the reason why I am here right now doing a podcast, because you came out there and decided to tell me that I should do it. And look at where we are now. So thank you, Kin, for your question. Today, we are going to be talking about what life looks like at the moment. And honestly, I was a bit nervous about that. I was like, what do I talk about? Like, because it's our first episode. It's my first time to be really candid, you know, with you guys. I'm usually making scripts and editing all my videos to make it very simple. I usually get rid of all of my ums and ahs and thinking and mistakes and stuff, but this podcast, that's not happening. Everything is going to be kept in. So I was a bit nervous, but at the end of the day, I'm really excited just because, like, I really think this is a good opportunity for you guys to get to know me in a new way and to really understand what it's like to just have a conversation and to make cuento. So yeah, I'm really excited. I did a little bit of a structure as to how I would talk about what my life is like at the moment, just because I was like overwhelmed. I was like, what do I talk about? How do I even begin? Because life has so many different facets. And when people ask you like, so how are you doing? Well, my personal life, my professional life, with my relationships at home, like, what do you mean? What are you doing? That's why it's just so easy for us to say, I'm good, because we don't want to get down in the deets. But we want to go down in the deets today. Am I right? So I consulted one of my mentors, one of the wisest minds in the world, my roommate, Talia. And I asked her, Tal, how do I give people an overview of what my life is like? And she was like, well, remember, like, you talked to me about, like, your priorities and how you assessed them. And I love that. Like, yes, that's true. Because of this pandemic, you know, being in this coronavirus era, I had a lot of time to just sit down and to reassess what it was like to keep the main thing. Wait, what? My dad has this saying that he always reminds me. He's like, Hannah, the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. And I was like, wait, what? But you further think about it and you're like, wow, that's so deep. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. Can we just like sit on that for like a second? But that statement is basically what is framing this whole video. I had to sit down and reassess, like, oh my gosh, what am I? What's important apart from, you know, going outside of the house, apart from seeing friends and hangouts, and apart from society? What is important? And so I sat down and I wrote down what my priorities were. And so I want to share them with you guys, as well as give you an overview of how I'm doing with the most important parts of my life, because I think that's all that matters, you know. What I ate for breakfast or what time I slept last night, I don't think it's as important as how my relationships are going, how my family is like at home, and my work life and balancing school and work, you know. So yeah, that's what we're talking about. I just really love how, as devastating as this time is for the world, that it is also a chance for us to reassess what's really important, you know. And like, if you don't have good health, if you're not taking care of your body, you as a person, mentally and physically, all of these things that we think are important will soon not be. So yeah, this podcast is about my life. And we're going to start with work. What is my work? My work, I don't have a traditional job. I'm a YouTuber and a content creator. And so a lot of my job revolves around my social media presence, which I'm one of the lucky ones during this pandemic, because I can actually still continue on with what I'm passionate about, despite being in lockdown and being in quarantine. And so I really knew that this was going to be a good opportunity for me to take advantage of the platform that I have. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be productive. I'm going to do everything that I wanted to do. I'm going to do all the projects that I've been wanting to do, such as like a podcast. And I'm working on an EP at the moment. And so I was like, I'm going to write my song. Finally, the last song to my EP. I'm going to finish writing it. Have not touched it since. Well, see, the thing is, it's not like I haven't touched it, I haven't thought about it, and I haven't like considered it and worked on it. Like, I have. It's just the mere fact of writing it down. But I think I just dread writing this last song because it's very close to my heart, and I really want to do it justice. So I've been thinking about it. I've been forming, you know, I've probably restarted that one project like three to five different times. But it's just a matter of getting it done. But anyway, yeah, I had this flood of crazy ideas on what I could do during this quarantine, because I do thrive in the time on my desk, you know, I really do. But then it came to a point where I was so reliant on my own ability and my own strength and ability to reach you guys, my own strength and ability to inspire you guys and to uplift you guys in this downtime. I was so reliant on the fact that I could do this. I have the strength for this. I have the wisdom for this. But the truth is I don't. And after a few days of, you know, somebody's calling me. Hello? Anyway, where was I? I was being so reliant on my own ability to do things that I ran out, because I was becoming self-sufficient and I was running on my own willpower, which eventually, sooner or later, ran out. And then I was just in this place where I was like, oh my God, I have no motivation. I have no strength. I just want to sit down and not do anything. And then I was reminded that I'm actually not the source of everything. I'm not the reason why I'm being given this platform. I'm not the reason why you guys want to watch my videos or listen to a podcast. I'm not the reason why you guys feel inspired or encouraged when you watch my videos. I'm merely an aftermath. The aftermath of the love and the wisdom and the knowledge that God Himself gives me. And so when I stop relying on God to be the source of everything that I am, I'm going to run out. And my content is going to be dry. And you guys are just going to be hearing me be noisy, just blabbering about. And my purpose is not going to be fulfilled. Because my purpose is not to put me on a pedestal. My purpose is putting God on a pedestal and showing you guys and telling you guys how beautiful and amazing it is to have a relationship with Him. Through my videos, through my content, through my creativity. So I wanted to talk to you guys about John 15 verse 5, which goes, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And that's Jesus speaking. And it's just a reminder of the fact that He is the vine. He is the source. He is where everything comes from. And I am a branch. I am what comes out of the vine. You know, I'm not the vine. And if I don't remain connected in Him, if I don't align with Him every day and ask Him, God, what do you want me to do today? And really ask Him what His will is and put His desires above my own, then I can do nothing. Nothing is going to be, everything is going to be superficial. Everything is going to be topical. Nothing is going to be effective. Nothing is going to have a lasting impact on you guys and the people that see what I do or hear what I have to say. And it also takes a lot of pressure off of me to, you know, to perform, I guess. Because whatever God wants me to do, whatever He graces me to do, He will also provide for me all the means to do that. He will give me the energy, He will give me the inspiration, the motivation, and the drive to get His will done. When it comes to my work, I'm in a place right now where I'm learning how to pursue His purposes and not my own. Where I'm learning how to set my pride aside and not make content that I just want to make, but to make content that I have to make. Content that I get to make on behalf of my God. And I'm also learning how to discipline myself, definitely. Because when I'm lazy, when I'm unmotivated, I need to remind myself that, Han, did you think this was going to be easy? Did you think you were meant to live a life of ease? No, you are not. You're called to be in the battlefront. You're called to be taking risks. You're called to be trying new things and failing. That's the life I want to live. I don't want to live a life that is just stagnant and still, you know? And in order to grow, we have to either make mistakes or be successful. And success comes from deciding that whether or not I will do well, at least I'm going to try, you know? Maybe all I could do right now is put one foot in front of the other, but at least I'm making progress. I was going to say something and I forgot. But yeah, basically. Yes. We're not going to live, I don't want to live a life of ease. But I'm going to live a life that is full of joy, that is full of peace, even amidst difficult circumstances. Because even if a circumstance changes, my God does not change. So even if I'm having a difficult time, I still know that He's good. I still know that He's working through me. And joy, which I think is different from happiness, which I want to talk about happiness in another podcast of mine, but joy and happiness are very different. Happiness is circumstantial. I'm happy when I'm eating chocolate because I love chocolate. I'm happy when a friend of mine surprises me with a gift, or I'm happy when somebody compliments me, or I'm happy when someone gives me their undivided attention. Those things make me happy. But joy is a constant feeling, not just a feeling. Joy is, it's just a state, you know? And I choose to be joyful forever. And God makes it possible that I can be joyful forever, because I just imagine this like little ray of sunshine inside my body, like on my heart or something, that nothing can touch. Nothing, not any circumstance, not any problem, not any situation, not any person. Nobody can touch this ever-present feeling and state of joy. Because my God is still good. And I know that if I'm pursuing His purposes for my life, then I can remain joyful. I don't know if that makes any sense. There's just this constant feeling of joy, knowing that I'm walking with the Lord, knowing that I'm walking with a God that loves and supports me in everything that I do, as long as it's aligned to who He is and what He wants for my life. So that just gives me a lot of inspiration to ask God and to put all of the pressure on Him to provide with me what I need. And all I need to do is to be obedient and to trust that He knows what's best. And at the end of the day, what pleases Him pleases me, will please me. If I don't see it then, if I don't see it now, I'll see it then, kind of thing. So yes, that is my situation at work right now. I'm learning how to draw from God and to have a bigger purpose than what I initially see, because that's what's important. Okay, moving on. Wow, that took up a lot of time. But moving on, we can talk about school. We have online classes at the moment, and I take film and TV at Hillsong College, which is a Bible-based church and a Bible-based college. So we also have Bible classes, and we also have film and TV classes. If you want a more in-depth idea of what my life looks like at college, you can check out my video, I Have a Day in My Life, on YouTube. But basically, right now we have online classes, which seem very much optional, even if they are not. And I saw a meme about that. It was like, so true. Why do these classes seem optional when they're not? I paid to be here. I'm living in Australia so that I can study. And what, I'm gonna sit down and slack off just because it's an online class? No! Of course I'm saying no, but those moments when I don't want to wake up for that 8 a.m. class, it's difficult. It's difficult to remind yourself why you're here and what you're doing and what the big reason is, you know, what the why is. But I wanted to share with you guys Psalm 90, verse 12. And it goes, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." I love that. Teach us to number our days. And this is actually a prayer of Moses. Moses is one of the forefathers of Christianity in general, and the Bible and stuff, because he's the one who got the Ten Commandments. He's the one who led his people out of Egypt. He is one of the most knowledgeable, upright, blameless people in the Bible that I know, and I really look up to him for his commitment to following the Lord, even despite challenges. But anyway, he says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And this is actually posted on my wall, the word or the statement, "Number your days." Because I think when we don't have perspective and when we don't have a clear understanding of the why behind why we are alive and why we are doing the things we are doing, then we tend to just take our days for granted. We tend to take our time for granted. But you can never get back time. If anything, that's always going to continue to run. And the reality is, I'm not going to live for 500 years. Maybe maximum, I'm going to live like 120 years. Hopefully, if I'm healthy and happy. If I think about all of the time that I waste scrolling on Instagram or not doing something productive with my time, or, you know, just being stupid, I could be wasting a lot of time. A lot of time. And looking at my screen time, for example, which is around 2 hours to 3 hours a day, that if I totaled it up one time in my calculator, and I was like, okay, if I use my phone like an hour and a half or like 2 hours a day, like how much time am I actually like wasting? Because I mean, I'm not always productive on my phone. Sometimes I am, but not always. And it was like a month or 2 months of my whole year on my phone, when I could be doing so much better things, you know? Okay, actually, I just had a thought. I'm talking about like social networking, unnecessary social networking, but there is actually, especially at this time, important and necessary social networking, where we actually need that for our mental health, where we also need that, especially since I'm living abroad and away from my family, I also need to connect with them more consistently than ever. So I'm not saying that your phone is bad. I'm saying that wasted and unintentional time on your phone could actually be very detrimental to you and your future, because you could be wasting time. So that reminder to just number your days. Hannah, think about it. How long are you going to be attending Hillsong College? Not very long. So take advantage of the classes that you have. Take advantage of the leaders that are teaching you and your trainers who are so smart and so wise. Take advantage of that. And that has really helped me stay committed and focused in my classes. Yes, there's still some days that I slack off, but for the most part, I'm really able to say, okay, Hannah, snap out of it. Focus. You paid to be here. Number your days so that you may gain a heart of wisdom. So that's where I am at school. And then moving on to relationships. It's actually crazy how this pandemic has allowed me to connect to people that I actually wouldn't have connected if it wasn't for the lockdown and quarantine. Like, what? I find that so crazy. But I've been really making it a point to touch base with people that I haven't spoken to in a while. And I've also been trying to learn how to be more consistent in speaking to my parents, updating them on what my life is like, and just maintaining and growing relationships that I really treasure. And so I literally had to sit down at the beginning of this quarantine. I had to sit down and really write down the names of all of the people that I want to get close to, all of the people that I want to invest in, all of the people that I have lost contact with, so that I can reach out to them and really talk to them and see what they're doing, you know, and see how they're like. And it has really been great. You know, a lot of the times it has been like the best thing ever. But there's also a balance. There's a balance to the number of Zoom calls that you can do in a day, the number of FaceTime calls that you can do in a day, and the alone time that you also need. So not only did I learn how to brush up on my relationships with other people, but I also brushed up on my relationship with myself, which I will move into in a few seconds. But I wanted to share first with you guys Thessalonians 5, verse 11. And it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. I love that verse because it's a reminder of how far encouragement actually goes. You know, like, when's the last time you paused and asked God, hey, Lord, who needs encouragement today? And just sent them a short message like, hey, I hope you're doing well. I'm thinking about you today. I just think God wants me to encourage you in this specific part of your life, or something. Like, say something nice, compliment someone, say you miss them, nudge them, poke them on Facebook, something like that. Like, I don't think I ever appreciated people reaching out and encouraging me or loving on me or seeing how I was doing until now. Because you really see those people who want to put an effort into your life, and you really see those people who don't. Which is kind of sad, or who don't reciprocate that kind of love that you're trying to give. Which, I'm not saying love people only if they will love you back, but I'm saying if there are some people who maybe don't want to receive the love that you're giving, maybe that love can go to somebody else who will drop everything and receive that from you. So I encourage you to encourage somebody, to reach out. Who's that person that you've been putting aside? Who's that person that you've been marveling at? And you're saying, my gosh, I've always wanted to talk to this person. What if they also don't have the time? Or what if now is the time that they have the time to talk to you? You never know. So reach out. Reach out in relationships. Revive those ones that were lost. And reestablish. Say, hey, mom and dad, I'm your daughter who loves you very much. Reestablish your position in people's lives. Like, hey, Emma, you're my mentor and I'm your disciple. Please tell me all about what you want to talk about. Give me wisdom. Or Stephen, Micah, please give me inspiration today. Like, I'm your student. Tell me about how to live life. You know, just relationships are very important, and I encourage you to use this time that we have at home and the time of other people that they have at home to your advantage, to reach out, encourage, and to love on people that you may not always get the chance to love upon. So I think in relationships, personally, I'm absolutely loving this time that people are at home and available for the most part, and I've been really trying my best to have not 1,000 friends, because I used to think that, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. Like, I don't have a lot of friends, like a lot of friends. You know, some people know a lot of people, but I'm not personally like that. You know, I don't have a million friends, but I probably have a few close friends, and those close friends of mine, I really invest into them, and I love them all the way. And some people are like that, some people are not, and that's fine. And I think that we shouldn't compare the way that other people do relationships to the way that we do relationships, because we're all unique, and the way that we connect to people is always going to be different from the way that another person connects to someone, because it goes both ways. Relationships, it takes two to tango. Am I right? Yeah. So that's where I am at relationships. And then lastly, personally, me and God, me and my productivity, me and my self-care. At the beginning of this pandemic, at the beginning of the lockdown and quarantine, I was like, I'm going to be hyper productive. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to fix my sleep schedule. I'm going to get rid of all of my bad habits. I'm going to, you know, do all of these things. I feel like that's a pattern in my life. Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense. I've always been somebody that strives for self-improvement. I'm always for it. If there's an area in my life that I need improving in, I'll work on it. Maybe not today, but eventually, because it's written down on my notebook, all of the things that I want to work on in my life. So I'm always striving for betterment. I'm always in pursuit of living a life that is similar to the way Jesus lived. And Jesus lived a beautiful life of loving on people, of being compassionate, of being empathetic and available. You know, like, Jesus just lived a beautiful life. He lived a perfect life. He didn't sin at all. And just to know that that is my gauge, that is where I'm going. Perfection. Jesus is perfection. It puts ease onto my heart, because it says, you're never going to reach it. Like, you're never going to reach perfection. But as long as you're going after it, you're going to be developing into the woman that God wants you to be. And I think just knowing that there's this one goal that I'm never going to reach, but that I will continue to go towards, it's amazing. It's amazing, because I will never check that off of my to-do list. Perfection. Never. But I can still go towards that. So anyway, yes, that I think that's the reason why I fall into this trap of taking matters into my own hands again, and, you know, trying to be this person, this perfect person. But again, as I mentioned at the beginning of this, you cannot strive for perfection or a life that Jesus lived without the help of Jesus, without the help of God himself. And so, I really was like, Lord, what are the parts of my life that you need to work on and that we need to work on during this quarantine? I literally said that. I said, Lord, uproot whatever is in my heart that needs to be uprooted. Like, bring it to the surface. Let me deal with it while I can. Like, and that's a dangerous prayer, honestly. Like, to ask God to show you what you need to work on, because he's going to give you opportunities to work on them, and they're not always going to be pretty. They're not going to be pretty. And so there were certain things, like, you know, like my relationship with my family. Like, I wanted that to be better. I wanted to refine what it looked like to be living abroad, but to still be maintaining a close relationship with my parents. God brought that up. He said, Han, like, your parents are not an afterthought. They're not just people that you, at the end of the day, update on what your life is going on, like, what's going on in your life. No, your parents are people who are involved in your life and who actually have the wisdom and experience to guide you through what life is like. And so, that shift of, like, I don't have to update my parents, but I want to, because I want them involved. I don't want them involved just because they're paying for my school fees. I want them involved because I actually care about them, and I know that they have the values and morals that I want to live about, that I want to live by. And so he uprooted that, or he uprooted, I'm not going to go super in depth, but, you know, he just uprooted a lot of things in my life that I thought were going well, but were actually not, because they were issues that were left undealt with. And that came with a lot of downtime. That came with a lot of worry. That came with a lot of nights in my bed where I'm crying and asking God why I feel a certain way. It came with suffering. It came with crushing, you know? But I was just reminded of Romans 5, verse 3 to 5. And it says, "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." I love that picture of the fact that suffering actually brings about refining of yourself. And it has allowed me to see difficulties and, you know, trials and troubles as from a better perspective, as something that is actually helping me instead of something that is harming me. And, you know, like every suffering just becomes so much better when it points you back to God. Because usually when you're going through something, not saying this is all the time, but usually for me, when I'm going through something that I have a trouble, like I have trouble addressing, or if I'm going through something that's making me shameful or guilty, it's usually because I never lifted it up to God and I never entrusted that part of my life to God. And so the mere fact that He's using that suffering so that I could look to Him again, so that I could trust Him again with sectors of my life that I haven't been trusting Him with, it's been crazy. Like the amount of growth that I've seen in myself and that other people have seen in me during this quarantine has been crazy, because I was brave enough or bold enough. I don't know if I knew that I was being bold during this moment, but I was bold enough to ask God to work on the things that needed work and to allow me the sufferings that were required to happen in order for me to become the person that I want to be in the future. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, just as we share in the glory of Jesus Christ, we also share in His sufferings. And Jesus suffered a bunch when He was in the world. Like they killed Him for crying out loud. He suffered a lot. But we can't be sitting here thinking that being a disciple of God, being a follower of Jesus Christ, means that we're just going to enjoy all of the blessings that He has for us. Because that's only one part of the spectrum. That's not the entirety of what it means to be a Christian. Yes, you're going to be blessed beyond compare. You are going to be blessed. But you're going to be suffering as well, because the suffering is what allows us to be blessed. It's like, what is it? Only know you've been high when you're feeling low, kind of thing. You know, like you don't have those blessed mountaintop moments if you don't have those valley moments. And those valley moments are what gets you to those mountaintop moments. And it's just this cycle of problem, fix, solution. I got butter. Problem, fix, solution. Problem, fix, solution. And yeah, I'm just learning how to enjoy it. I mean, I could tell that you now, because I'm not, you know, breaking down mentally or having an anxiety attack, but I can assure you that it is those moments when you're on the mountaintop, when you're happy, that you decide how you're going to react when you're sad. And so if you're in a mountaintop moment right now, decide that when I'm in my down moments, I'm going to continue to praise God. I'm going to continue to thank Him for the fact that He's still working on my life. He's still working in my life, even if it doesn't look like it. He's still refining me and making me the girl that I want to be, even if it does not feel like it, even if it feels like I'm being pressed from every side, crushed. Oh, wait, there's this other verse that I like. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. This is the life of a Christian. We will go through difficult things, but we can trust that God is never going to give us battles that we cannot overcome. Like, there's also another verse in the Bible that says that we will be tempted to make mistakes, to make bad decisions, but we will never be tempted beyond what we are capable of overcoming. God will always provide us a way out of the difficulties that we are going through. And so, yes, I have gone through quite a bit during this quarantine with my mind, mentally, physically as well. I've been working out again, which is great, but I'm so sore. But God has been super good, and he has used every scenario that I've been in as a building block to my future, to my bright future, to the future that he has prepared for me that I know is working towards good. And I hope that you are also encouraged from this. I really need to go to class, but I hope that you got something out of this podcast. Thank you, Kin, for asking that question on how I am. Isn't it amazing to just have somebody ask you how you are? Yes, I love that. I hope you're doing well, Kin. I hope that you will continue to support our podcast that you've been wanting, and that you continue to support my YouTube channel. Guys, please send me your requests on what we can make Cuento about in the future. I hope that you're inspired. If I were to summarize the things that I have learned in this quarantine, it would be that Him first, God first. The main thing is to keep the main thing. And the main thing is God and my relationship with Him, because everything good will follow after I have a good relationship with my Father, and after I align with Him, after I draw from Him, after I allow Him to make me a vessel of His goodness and His love. Communication is the freaking cure to this pandemic. If we don't remain connected with people, if we don't remain aligned with one another, we will not recover from this. And so I encourage you, communicate with those people that you love, stay in contact with your authorities, with the government, so that you know what's appropriate and what's not, what's essential and what's not. And also keep your communication with God open. Make sure He knows what you're feeling, what you're going through. Be honest with Him. He can handle your emotions. He made emotions. And also, number your days. Take advantage of the time that we have right now. But also don't put too much pressure on yourself to be the most productive person in the entire world. Whatever. As long as you're doing what's important to you, that's fine. As long as you're keeping the main thing, that is completely fine. I don't know. I didn't read my writing here. Oh, yeah. My writing is just that. To be gracious towards yourself. This time is crazy, but our God is crazier, and He is better, and He is bigger than the boogeyman. That was a song that I used to sing when I was a child. It was from VeggieTales. God is bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. Oh, God is bigger than the boogeyman, and He's watching out for you and me. I'm ending that podcast with that song. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for joining us on our first episode of Cuentos with Hannah. Please send in your cuento requests and follow me on all of my social media accounts so that you can keep updated on the happenings. I love you so much. Please keep safe. Wash your hands. Practice social distancing and love on one another. Love you guys so much, and I'll see you in my next podcast/video. Bye.